Abraham, what can we do to stay in equanimity while a loved one is dying a painful death over a long period of time? In other words, how can we do the walk with them without getting into fear or sadness?
You have to focus upon who they really are and where they're really going. You have to focus upon what they're putting into vibrational escrow. You have to distract yourself as best you can from the suffering and focus as best you can upon the solution. You have to know who they really are and feel the power of the wellness that they are moving toward. You have to begin to reach for the feelings of relief that you know they will experience even before they are experiencing them. As you take your attention from their suffering, you will take some of the fuel away from the fire of suffering. There are so many people who are in those experiences that are suffering as much about their awareness of the loss that they will mean to you than they are suffering about their own experience. So as you let them know that you are stable and that you are secure, you will help them. If they are lingering for a long period of time, it means that they have split energy about the subject. It means that they cannot, at least for now, let go of the struggle enough to reemerge into the joyous, non-physical experience. A woman was visiting with us on the telephone. You may have heard us describe this, talking about her father who had been lingering uncomfortably for some time on the brink. She knew he was not going to be restored in his physical form. She knew, she could tell by the dialogue that she heard from him, that he was making his transition. He was just taking such a long time, and he and everyone around him was suffering about it. So she was visiting with us on the telephone one day, and she said, "What are we doing wrong?" And we said, "There is nothing wrong here. Everything is unfolding perfectly." And this woman let out a huge sigh of relief when she realized that there was not something that she should be doing differently or that he should be doing differently. And in that moment, her father made his transition. So we think that part of what makes this struggle last so long is that you can't decide what you really want. You're afraid of dying and tired of living, like the song says. In other words, sometimes physical friends who do know what you are coming to know could help someone speed their transition, but they feel guilty about that because they've been talking about death in such negative ways for so long. No one should be rooting for anyone to have the death experience. So we would begin saying to ourselves, since there's no such thing as death, I'm rooting for the even more life experience. There's life as this person is currently living it, and then there's the real life that is who this person really is. And when you get fixated on the vibration of life and what it means, when you get fixated on the vibration of life and alignment with source energy, what happens then is you root for them into that place, which means you're calling them into the non-physical where they will release all pain and all worry and all doubt and all fear, all discomfort in one fell swoop, or you can maybe call them to a fuller expression of that here in their physical expression. But you cannot help someone feel better until you feel better yourself. You have to find a way of making peace with it yourself before you can be a catalyst for another. And if you don't, no worries, because the experience itself is happening. It's sort of like Esther loved the experience. Kate, who was 4 at the time, and Esther climbed to the top of one of those giant slippery slides. They were in Estes Park, and the slide was the ladder was tall and the slide was long. And they stood at the top of the slide, and Esther could feel that Kate had some reluctance about whether she really wanted to go or not. It looked different from this position than it had looked before. And so Esther sat on the gunny sack, and Kate sat with her on the gunny sack. And Esther thought to herself, well, in a moment, there will be no decision to make. In other words, because Esther knew that with just a slight movement, that the laws of the universe were going to take over this decision and there was going to be no more decision to make. And Esther also knew that Kate was going to be delighted in the experience. And that's the way we want you to see the death experience. Sometimes people linger on the edge of it, fearful of what it will really mean. But in the moment that they let go, it starts being really good immediately.
But isn't it hard to let go of some significant person in your life? Isn't it normal to feel sad?
It is, but that doesn't help them.
But how do you help yourself?
By acknowledging that there is no death, by acknowledging that all relationships are eternal, by acknowledging that this person was before this person even came into physical, by acknowledging that there is no separation between what is physical and non-physical, by acknowledging that those like you and those like Esther are having conversations with that which is non-physical all day, every day, by acknowledging that when you tune yourself to the vibration of that which they are, that you can continue the conversation and that it will be uplifting only, by acknowledging that there need not be any separation, that it is only that which is perceived by humans who don't understand, by acknowledging that you know differently, by looking forward to the continued dialogue that takes place. Jerry and Esther, all the time they have experiences. They went into a restaurant in San Diego the other day, a restaurant that they eat at often, and it's a restaurant that there are several of them around that part of California, and this one is their favorite one. And Jerry has commented on so many occasions how much he adores this restaurant and how the food, everything about it is extra good, and he's often asked himself and Esther, they've talked about why, what is it about this one that we like so much better even than the others that have the same menu and so on. And as they walked in on this particular day, there was a picture of a man, a very well-dressed man with a glass of wine in his hand, sitting in a dinghy, having a wonderful experience. It was obvious. And for the first time, they saw this picture. It caught their attention. And Jerry asked, who is this man? And he was told by the hostess that this is Fred Duckett, that he was the owner of the fish market, and that he had recently made his transition. He died, the woman said. And as Jerry and Esther sat down, they weren't thinking about Fred. They were just went on with their meal. They were enjoying themselves. And Jerry again began posing those questions about, I wonder why this place is so much better than the others. And all of a sudden, Esther felt herself full of Fred Duckett. She felt herself feeling jovial and humorous. She felt herself feeling appreciation. She felt a profound appreciation for the restaurant and the staff that was around her. And Esther said to Jerry, Fred is here. Fred is here. And Jerry, who did not bat an eye because he is accustomed to living with his very weird wife, said, so why is this restaurant so much better? And Fred said, because I lived around the corner and I was in here every day. And then he said, I would have done something about those potatoes. And Jerry laughed because they were lumpier than usual. The cheese was not spread through them as he really likes. And Fred noticed it as he had been eating with Jerry the potatoes. And then Jerry said, well, what is the secret of your success? And he says, managers, the managers that I found. And Jerry said, and where did you find your managers? And he said, they were friends, most of them, in the beginning. And so they had a long and delicious conversation with Fred as Esther felt firsthand the enthusiasm that Fred still has for this restaurant. In other words, he is not gone anywhere. He is just left behind all doubt and fear. He is as invested and as involved in everything that he was involved in as when he was physically focused. He is just absent of resistance, you see. You are eternal beings, and you remain interested in the things that you have had interest in. The only difference between you as you have your reemergence into non-physical experience is that you leave behind all resistance. That's the only difference. Your personality remains the same. And then, as they were leaving the restaurant, Jerry stopped and said to another woman, how long have you worked here? And the woman said, I've been here for a very long time. And Jerry said, did you know Mr. Duckett? And she said, yes, he lived right around the corner. He was in here every day. And Jerry just looked at Esther because they understand that there is no separation between that which is physical and that which is non-physical. Everything is vibration. You have access to everything. You are eternal beings. It's just a matter of focusing. We want to say to you, however, you have come here with great reason to be here. And of course, you have built things together. Of course, there are people that you care about. Of course, you will have moments of missing them. But don't let the missing them dominate your experience. Let the missing them remind you that they are not gone. And then turn your attention to your awareness that they are not gone and begin the continuation of an even better relationship. Think about it, friends. Think about how you are here in these physical experiences, but a short time. It just cannot be the way humans are telling the story. You tell the story in such a drab and dreary way. You are eternal beings, you see. Lighten up. Release your concern about this non-existent death.
But if Jerry croaked today, How would Esther respond?
She would be so mad at him. She would be so really, really mad at him. And she would say to him, she would shake him in his whatever he's still in, and she would say to him, "I'm not done with you. I'm not done with you." And then she would remember, "Oh, I don't have to be done with you ever. We are eternally connected. I do not have to be done with you. That which you are and that which I am is same. I can focus upon that which you are eternally. There is no ending to that which we are." We are certain that she will have some times of disconnection about something like that, but she's too smart to stay there. She will bring herself into alignment. And you know what we know about that? She will bring herself into alignment in a more powerful way than ever before, because it will matter so much. Because something that feels really, really bad on the other side has something really, really wanted, you see. And by then, Esther has it planned. She keeps telling Jerry, "We will just go together. We'll just go together when you are really, really, really old and I am still really, really young. We'll just go together." And we say, there is no separation between that which you are, really.
Thank you.